Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. I'm glad you could be with me today, as with the Lord's help, this week, perhaps we will conclude a message, a theme I've been sharing on God's glorious church. But before we get into the Word, as always, as I begin the week, I like to lift the needs of those who are listening, my spiritual radio family, which I just want you to know I pray for you every day. Father, we come to you, Lord, and I thank you for your goodness and that your faithfulness is great, Lord. Lord, we honor you for who you are, not for what you can do in our lives, because, Lord, you have many gracious, bountiful benefits that you've given to us. But we thank you, Lord, for who you are, a loving, great, wonderful God, who out of your love desired to restore man to fellowship with you. So, Father, we thank you and acknowledge your greatness, that you alone are King of all the earth, that you, we acknowledge you as Lord and Savior. And, Father, we're asking for your anointing not only on this broadcast, but your anointing in our lives, Lord. You see the difficulties, the trials, the challenges, the battles of those who you have listening today. God, I ask in the name of Jesus, you will move and undertake in their behalf. You will intervene in their situations. You will lift burdens. You will heal bodies. You will undertake in a financial way. You will give that provision that is needed and necessary. Lord, in all these things, we can look to you. You said, fret not ourselves because of the evil man who prospers in his way. But Lord, we look to you and we know that you are all that occurs to us, Lord. All things will work together for our good, as your word says, to those who love God and are called according to your purpose. So thank you for this time together, and we just ask that your blessing will be upon the word in Jesus' name. Well, it's unusual that I should go so long on a particular theme or subject, but I've just felt God's heart for His glorious church. That is, the redeemed body of believers who are being redeemed, if you will, out of every tribe, every nation, every people group upon the face of the earth. At this present time, it will be joined with the saints of all ages because of in every generation, God has had those who love Him and whose hand was, His hand was upon them. I'm always so encouraged when I hear, when I read the word of the Lord, when Jesus said, Father, I've not lost one whom you've given me, because that was the task of Jesus. And so we can take heart that God's calling, His election is sure, and our response to the Lord is simply to allow His work to continue in our lives. And let me just say, before we get into the Word, that my opinion is of absolutely no consequence. And if I could be so bold, may I say, that's true of your opinion as well. There's only one opinion that really counts and matters, and that is the Lord's Himself, His thoughts which are not as our thoughts, and His ways which are not as our ways. But we're in progress, aren't we? We're learning the ways of the Lord. We're learning what it means to let that mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And so, as we go to the Word, some of the things I'm going to be sharing, they're delicate and they're rather difficult. But again, it's not my opinion. I want to share the Word of God with you. Why? Because we are living in perilous and difficult times. And As we look around us, even in the church world, we know that unless we're walking in humble submission to the Lord, walking in the fear of the Lord, the enemy is very subtle and his strategies are very effective. And it is possible to be deflected, to be deterred, to be guilty of apostasy, of falling away from the purity and simplicity of the gospel. The scriptures warn us that this will happen in the last day. Many shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. That tells me, quite simply, that the enemy is alive and well, and one of his chief attacks, because the sinners he's already got, he will do everything he can to oppose the spread of God's kingdom, to prevent hungry souls that are lost, coming into the family of God. And so it behooves us, as we grow in the things of the Lord and as we mature in the things of God, that we have Holy Ghost discernment. And so one of the things we have to really watch out for is a religious spirit, because it disguises as someone who's very pious and sincere and just wants what God wants. And it's not new. That spirit has been around for a long time. In fact, when Jesus walked the face of the earth over 2,000 years ago, he encountered that spirit in the Pharisees and Sadducees and lawyers and teachers of the law. This hypocritical bunch, if you will, preached the law. They knew it by heart. They knew all the numbers and the symbols and the customs, but they were so upset by the things Jesus did. For example, he dared to minister to someone they hadn't approved of. Remember that incident in the Gospels that's recorded, where they were getting ready to stone a woman caught in the act of adultery? And according to the law, that is exactly what should have happened. The law was given just to show that mankind could not fulfill the law. We couldn't keep it. We would constantly fail. The Israelites did, and it was they to whom that law was given. That's why Jesus came. And that law was our schoolmaster. It taught us we were not capable of ourselves. But Jesus Christ came full of grace and truth. And so when Jesus ministered to her, they certainly didn't approve. And we can see over and over again there, I don't know if that's been your experience, but in the years, decades I've served God, you see people who may seemingly mean well, but they're hypercritical, they're judgmental, they are accusing, they refuse to forgive. I recently was in a conversation with a UCM partner, and there was a pastor of his church who had fallen from grace and he had gotten into sin. And some of the members of their congregation refused to forgive this brother. They were deeply hurt. And it's a tragical thing what happens when leaders fall because the sheep are hurt and their faith is shaken, which just goes to show you that our faith can only be in one, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ, who was without sin and is without error and fault. And yet, they, in this particular situation I'm describing, they would not forgive the pastor who had fallen, and neither did they believe could be restored. However, in the case of this brother I was talking to, he reached out in love and compassion, and that pastor humbled himself, he repented, and is now again serving the Lord with sincerity of heart. And so we are not in a position, because we're not the Lord, we do not know the heart, we do not know the circumstances that goes into any person being involved in sin, in gross sin. We don't understand the dynamics of what pushed them to that place. We can't say that a person who's not living a victorious Christian life, that we can't say that God can't minister to them. I believe I shared, was it on last week's broadcast? This was years ago in the 70s. We were having regular services, weekly services down in Campbell, and there was a woman that came in and Brother Glass ministered to her, and a group of women came to Brother Glass and they say, "You don't know who she is. You don't know what she's done. You don't know how she's been living." However, the woman shared with Brother Glass, she was at the point of taking her own life. She was so desperate. But God reached out to her in that service through the gifts of the Spirit, through love and compassion, and she was restored to fellowship with God. We must be very careful. And what I'm talking about is not being lax concerning a standard of holiness. We cannot allow sin. But beloved, we need to have the character and hallmarks of Jesus. He did not approve of sin. He did not. The woman caught in adultery, he said, "Where are your accusers, woman?" And he said, "Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more." He said that to the man who was healed at the pool of Bethesda, "Lest a worse thing come upon thee." And so, beloved, we have to understand that God wants us to have a heart of compassion. We cannot say that God cannot reach a person, regardless of what their lifestyle might be, regardless of what gross sin they may be involved in. Judgment is forbidden, beloved, and I want to share some scriptures. We'll perhaps have to continue on tomorrow's broadcast, but this is what the Lord says in His Word. In Matthew 7, verses 1 and 2, Jesus said, "Judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged, and with what measure ye mete, it shall be measured to you." And then, in the book of Romans, the second chapter, verse 1, it says, "Therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest doeth the same things." Sometimes the things that bother us the most in other people, in our own blindness, those are the things we are the most guilty of. Well, we will continue on tomorrow, and I pray that you'll be able to join me. And as always, whenever I bring a broadcast to a close, I want to assure you that this is a very sacred portion of UCM Ministries, the broadcast, the ministry of correspondence, and it's a sacred trust that God has granted to me, first to Brother Glass, then to us working together, and now to me as I carry on the work of the Lord that God established in 1965. It's a sacred trust, and so when you write your prayer requests, I personally answered your letters, and I pray and fast regularly for the needs that come in. So I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. Thank the Lord for you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.
Oh.